This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Fountain Police and Colorado Springs Police Departments are being placed on accident alert status. That means if you are involved in a fender bender that's not serious, just exchange information and then file later online. Most schools, some businesses are calling off the day today, thankfully. That makes the traffic volume light as we speak. The chain laws are in effect for most places in the high country, including over Monument, which we're anticipating if this snow continues, that area could close later on today. It's still open right now. I-70 eastbound and westbound lanes closed at C-470 all the way to the Silverthorne exit 205, so be aware of that. And heavy snow is expected throughout our area. Total snow accumulations in Teller County up to 30 inches. Winds could be gusting up to about 40 miles per hour. There is a winter storm warning all the way till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Travel could be very difficult today. We've already seen some of those treacherous driving conditions right now. It's very slushy, very, very wet. If you can stay home, if possible, do so. That's the warning. As Storm Tracker 13 says, the storm of the season is here. The Pikes Peak region will see that heavy snowfall throughout tonight, and the winds, once again, could be gusting at times today. Snow all day, says KRDO Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson.
We will continue to see moderate to heavy snow throughout the day on Thursday and likely into Thursday night before finally tapering off a bit as we head overnight into Friday morning, but still expect some snow into the Friday morning drive time commute. There are areas like the Pikes Peak region where they're looking at certainly more accumulating snow, several more inches. We're going to continue to see heavy snow in the mountainous terrain of Fremont and Teller County and up across the Palmer Divide, where driving conditions are going to be extremely difficult. Roads are snow covered and sloppy. This is a very wet, heavy snow.
Chris says that city officials are asking everyone to wait as those crews are out there clearing. Colorado Springs Public Works did not pre-treat the roads. And there's also a chance a storm could knock down tree branches or cause power outages.
While the storm is keeping many at home today, it means big business for Colorado ski resorts. Echo Mountain, which overlooks Idaho Springs, is looking to get more than 3 feet of fresh powder. Four others are expecting to top 2 feet of snow: Eldora, Wolf Creek, Winter Park, and Purgatory. But beware, this storm does come with avalanche warnings. At last check, those are in effect for Front Range Mountains, including Rocky Mountain National Park, Berthoud and Loveland Passes, James Peak Wilderness, Mount Blue Sky, and Southern Sawatch Range. Well, Denver is preparing for a big dig out after the anticipated foot of snow or more that they could get. A blanket of snow expected to cover the Mile High City overnight. And when Coloradans wake up this morning, they better have a shovel close by. Officials have spent the day yesterday informing Denver dwellers that this will likely be the biggest storm in 3 years, and no one should venture out in it, or worse, try to sleep in it. Mayor Mike Johnston has sent out patrols to encourage anyone who's living on the streets to take advantage of one of the city's shelters.
Because we are worried about their safety. So we don't want folks outside in the snow without care. But that's, of course, their decision. We're offering them inside options. We're offering them onward travel options. But our goal is, if you're stuck outside, we don't want you in a tent. We want you inside.
And included in that winter storm warning, Colorado's higher elevations could see snow accumulations between 18 to 36 inches.
And finally, all 10 gray wolves released in the state are still here. KRDO News Radio's Josh Helmuth has those details.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife gave the update yesterday, saying the animals are moving around, but mostly have stayed near where they were released back in December. What's more, they have not preyed on any livestock. CPW has a map to track their movements on its website. Another 15 wolves are set to be reintroduced next winter following last year's approval of the restoration plan. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Springs and surrounding areas under a winter storm warning. That will remain in effect until Friday morning. Winter weather advisories up for the Pueblo area. So we'll see moderate to heavy snow throughout the day today and likely into Thursday night and early into Friday morning. Chilly today, highs only in the low 30s, Colorado Springs, upper 30s around Pueblo. Pueblo likely going to be seeing a rain-snow mix, but we're all snow in the higher elevation. Snow will continue into Friday morning. Morning lows Friday dip down into the mid and upper 20s. Snow gradually comes to an end, and by Friday afternoon, we're back into the upper 30s for both Colorado Springs and Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.